This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Names in the news on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The basic material of life, the fiber of what's in your mind, hopefully becomes part of your routine as you understand that every day at this time, Mitch McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Roberta Fassin, and I are here to hit the benchmark. You know what a benchmark is, Jennifer?
Yes.
What is a benchmark?
It's like a goal, like a line you set for yourself.
A standard.
Correct.
Yes, exactly. So the local station that you're listening to, if you're not listening to TuneIn or some of the other apps that we can be heard on, you're going to get the local weather and the traffic and the news headlines and a little bit of local celebrity stuff. And then we try to, in the furrow that we are able to cut, fill in with lots of other information that will be helpful, advice, things that are a part of the conversation of the day, all of the attention given to Robin Williams in the email that I got yesterday, which basically, I don't know if support is the right word. I'm not trying to have, some people think that they have to curry favor with the host of a program like this if they call, oh, Doug, we're so funny. It's nice to hear people say this is a good program. And then let's get to the heart of the matter. What is it that was said that stirs you, that moves you? And yesterday when discussing Robin Williams, a fellow named Bert Maupin was moved to discuss the connection between a healthy body and a healthy mind, because that was one of the roads that I traveled, if you'll recall yesterday, thinking about the mind-body-spirit connection. And thinking that obviously there was something that was very deeply ingrained in this guy's mind for him to do what he did, especially when you now know what the details are of what he put himself through. So the story of a lady named Adele Davis wrote several books on health and nutrition. She was once approached, according to this fellow who sent me the email, by a man that had a rash on his body. In questioning him, she found that he drank alcohol quite a bit. She questioned him and then suggested that he ought to stop. He didn't want to stop. He only wished to get rid of the rash. So she put him on a nutritious diet with supplements. Time went by. The rash disappeared. However, with that went his desire to drink alcohol. And I think that's, I say that because a lot of the attention that Robin Williams was given in the interviews, especially I keep going back to that Rod, to the Diane Sawyer interview, in which he kept talking about his alcoholism and talking about his addictive connection to all sorts of bad things. And those things are in some, if not most people's bodies who get connected to it, they are a cry for something. You need something else in your body. And so this guy writes about Big Pharma because he heard me. Jennifer, was it yesterday? It was yesterday that we were talking about. I mean, it's a familiar theme anyway, mm-hmm. of what we talk about here.
It was yesterday, yeah.
But we did, yeah. Anyway, so he writes, Big Pharma is not interested in nutrition. The interest is profit.
Right.
Very likely if Robin Williams ate yogurt, took a B-complex vitamin, a magnesium supplement, and a good multivitamin, he'd be with us today. Do you know how right on that is? That when you get yourself addicted to something, it's because your body wants something. It craves something. So is there a supplement for any of these things? The things that you get addicted to, alcohol? There are plenty of studies that would show that when people substitute the right foods and drinks for alcohol, the alcoholism goes away. And I think that probably you can draw that line to most addictive substances. If you do the research, you can find, and I'm not suggesting you get addicted to it, But there are things that your body needs, wants, and craves. And if you find out what they are that are not addictive or not harmful to you, then as he's suggesting, if Robin Williams had figured that out, he'd probably still be with us today. Depression is a horrible thing, but it can be treated by eating the right foods. And I'm not just saying the foods like chocolate that make you feel good. Oh, I'm going to have a big bowl of ice cream and I won't be depressed anymore. Hey, there's something to that. But there's also something to finding out with a good nutritionist what it is your body is lacking and eat it or drink it. And most of the time, I'm not saying all the time, but most of the time it will work and it's been proven in studies to have worked. So
I think it's an interesting point. I do believe that sometimes people are so beyond that help that they something else. But I was talking to somebody, and I'll make it quick, but I was talking to someone who noticed that her kid was really over-emotional and would cry over silly things and would get really upset. And so she took him off of gluten, and she claims that he's 100% better.
Look at all the attention that we give to youngsters in school who act out. And because supposedly there are more and more and more of them all the time, people are, I got to give that kid drugs. When in fact, if you don't fill them up with sugar cereals before they go to school, they're fine. And that's the stuff that makes them go crazy, bouncing off the walls. Fill them up with all that sugar. We'll talk to Jack Stockwell, who's one of the doctors associated with the program, about that very thing in the next half hour. In a few minutes, we're going to meet a lady named Regis Giles, who is very involved in protecting and women protecting themselves. She's big in the movement of, I think the organization is called Girls Just Want to Have Guns, right, Kenny? I want to put that to music, don't
Yeah, that's her website.
Girls Just Want to Have Guns. You want to sing that with me, Jennifer? Girls Just Want to Have
Guns. You do such a good job.
No, you're trying to stay away from me.
She didn't want to be identified. That's a good call. Good job, Jen.
Wait a minute. Where did I rattle your cage? All right, anyway, so we'll talk about this. The Ferguson, Missouri situation with this young fellow and all the violence that has ensued, his being shot by the police officer, brings us around to wondering about violence in general. And oftentimes when these things happen and the stupid things that go on, women who are storekeepers, the violence that takes place in stores, small little neighborhood stores like they have in this community, how do women protect themselves? What's the best attitude to have? We'll talk about that in a moment here with this lady on Good Day.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
God, a good body.
It's got a great taste. It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah, man, I like
that. That was good.
Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Astronomers detected an interstellar transmission. It stated, Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. The implications were staggering. Was the cosmos telling us we could all save hundreds on car insurance with Geico? Or did their radar merely pick up a signal from the nearby Rufus and Clyde's morning show? We may never know.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
We're having a baby, so we gotta find a house.
Using Realtor.com put the process in my hands. Realtor.com is the most accurate home search site.
Accuracy matters.
The Realtor shows me things I wouldn't normally find on my own.
We worked with a Realtor who he knew the area.
A Realtor made sure that we were the first ones at the door when a new house came onto the market.
There's no way I could have gotten through this process without him.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make home happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Start this fall off beautifully with your free 7-piece gift of Lancôme's top sellers exclusively at Macy's. Choose your cosmetic bag, must-have serum, night cream, and makeup essential. Plus, receive the Finisils mascara and buy Cecile Eye Makeup Remover. All valued at $116. Yours with any $35 minimum Lancôme purchase. Spend $70 or more, and you'll also choose your lipstick or skincare set. Visit your Lancôme counter today for your free fall gift. And try Grandiose, the revolutionary new mascara for captivating eyes. Only at Macy's.
Regis Giles is joining us for conversation. She's the creator and owner of Girls Just Want to Have Guns. So, Regis, I must be very, very boring because that's probably been done introducing you by hundreds of people, right?
just a few more than that.
More than that? Really? Okay. So it's unusual to have a lady be as outspoken as you have been. A person interested in the Second Amendment and self-defense and that sort of thing. You have been you've been widely quoted. You appear all the time on various news programs here and there. You're talking about guns. So what's your experience? Why is it that this is so important to you?
I started shooting at the age of 9 years old, and guns are a huge part of my life. I've been into hunting since I was 13. I started shooting because I wanted to get into hunting also, and I started Girls Just Want to Have Guns.com because I wanted women to get that same fortitude that I had to learn how to shoot and learn how to protect their lives, because not only do I know how to shoot a gun, but I've also been training Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu for 13 years now. And I was continuously seeing in the news headlines girls being abducted and raped and murdered and found belly up in a creek in some backwoods podunk country. And it was making my stomach sick to see that. And I wanted women to not play the victim role anymore, not, you know, take matters into their own hand, become this independent, and learn how to protect their own life instead of depending on the police or their husband, boyfriend, brother to protect them.
All right, what does that involve? We have a couple of minutes here. We can talk generally about or specifically about what happened in Missouri, but I think more interesting is the business about what it takes in terms of identity. What do women who pursue this have to have a stronger sense of self?
They have to realize that their life is precious and valuable, which I think most people do realize that, and they can't rely on someone else to protect it for them. It's not anyone else's responsibility but your own to protect your life. And once they realize that, and once they realize, you know, that it's most likely an attack will happen on them, because every one in four women will have some form of sexual assault or violent attack performed against them. And those stats are pretty staggering, and I would like to change it to where every one in four attacker is fended off by a woman who knows how to kick maximum backside.
Has it changed your life in other areas? I mean, I would understand it probably gives you some more confidence, but how has the rest of your life changed by owning and knowing how to use a gun?
It's allowed me to travel to other places and not really worry about my own personal security. My parents are, you know, very confident in my own safety. You know, they still worry because they are my parents, but I've been able to travel to other parts of the world and fully know in myself that I can completely defend myself, even if I don't have a firearm, because I'm so well trained in hand-to-hand combat. I know I can handle a matter, and not only that, but just, like you said, instilling that sense of self-confidence in myself. Discipline, right. It makes you a very disciplined person as well.
Regis Giles runs Girls Just Want to Have Guns.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Outside,
Richie. I got plenty of cautious.
You got Kumsah.
Hi, it's focus on Boy George here. As most of you know, are followers of the Good Day program, I'm a big pop hit guy. I like pop music, pop songs, pop artists, and Boy George, weird, strange dude that he is, captured my imagination, and obviously the imagination and attention of lots of people, because they have lots of hits. So if you're a Culture Club fan, some good news. The band has a new album in the works, and they're also touring around the United States and the United Kingdom. Unlike previous reunions, the Culture Club tour includes Boy George. The new album is not titled yet. Arrives early in 2015, apparently, and is produced by the same person who put a lot of the other stuff together for them and other pop groups in England. They haven't released an album since, what, Kenny, 1999?
Please, yeah. They probably should have kept it that way.
Why? You don't like what they're doing
Here's
now?
Here's my philosophy on bands and music.
Yeah.
They've got so many songs in them.
Yeah.
After that, they're tapped out.
Yeah, they're finished.
You look at most bands, and they can release two albums that have
that are good
possible hits on them.
Right. Exception to that would be Moody Blues, for example.
The Beatles.
Beatles.
You know, the Eagles had 4 or 5 albums in.
Yeah.
But it's tough, man, to keep cranking out albums. And at Culture Cup, they probably got to the bottom of with a barrel and said, that's it, we got no more. So now they spent the last 20-some, 30-some years trying to figure out another 10 songs that they can
release. Part of it has been that Boy George has had his own problem with addiction. But Culture Club, remember, first band since the Beatles to have three songs from their duet album, Kissing to Be Clever, reached the top 10 of the Billboard chart. Do You Really Want to Hurt Me? Time. Most people call it Clock of the Heart.
The three we just played.
And I'll Tumble For You. Right. They are.
No, I didn't play I'll Tumble For You.
Yeah, that's a good song, Richie. Anyway, so I happen to think, maybe because I met the guy, and he's such a weird dude. My God, what a weird dude. I have a big picture. Didn't we post it at one point?
We did. And it was scary. I had nightmares about that picture of you and Boy George together.
Yeah. Well, I think it was Megan and Uri and Boy George and me. And we had gone, Uri convinced me to go to the Boy George, the play about his life. And it was the weirdest thing I have ever been to in my life.
But did you like it?
Even Uri was uncomfortable with it, and it takes a lot to make him uncomfortable. He was very uncomfortable. I think the only person there who at the end said something, Megan looked at me, my daughter looked at me and said, "Well, so what'd you think, Dad?" Knowing full well what I was thinking. But she enjoyed it. She didn't know what to make of Boy George going into the woman's room. When we were downstairs in a alcove with some of the other people that were in the play, he went into the ladies' room.
Beautiful.
Apparently, that's part of his eccentricity.
He is not interested in anybody.
That's called a perv. That's not an eccentricity. That's called being a pervert.
He's not interested in anybody. Who cares?
If I walked into the ladies' room, they'd arrest me.
Yeah, because you're interested.
With good reason. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Factory Man is the latest book by author Beth Macy. It's a fascinating look at how John Bassett, a shrewd and determined third-generation factory man, used grit, tenacity, and will to compete against China and ultimately save his family's furniture company.
The word that came up from his competitors, from the retailers over and over again was, he's an a-hole. And they don't like what he did one bit. The retailers, the large retailers don't like it. The competing furniture manufacturers turned importers don't like it because it resulted in it took some of their pocket money, took some of their profits that they were making. And he was really sort of ostracized from this industry that he'd grown up in. It was a very lonely time, I think, for him. Millions of dollars were spent in legal fees. And as one person put it, it hasn't moved the cheese one bit. It resulted in us paying more for furniture imported from China. And it's really resulted in a lot of furniture making moving to Vietnam, which is true. And the other side would say, and it hasn't really helped the American workers one iota that we have to pay more now from Chinese imported furniture. But what John Bassett would say is, yeah, tell that to the workers in Galax. We've saved 700 jobs. It affects 3,000 people. And if you go down this really charming main street in Galax, it's thriving.
That's Beth Macy on her new book, Factory Man. There's more online.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's Man Cow for you. Hear him here. GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 Bottles 30 Days Summer Giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNLive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNLive.com and enter to win in the 30 Bottle 30 Days Summer Giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNLive.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Dudley and Richard and Kenneth and Jennifer and soon Jack. You know, I don't know whether his real name is Jack or it's John. Jack becomes... I don't know how that ever
started. Or it
could
be Jackson.
Could be. As good of friends as we are, I don't know what his real name is.
You know, I don't know, Jack Ron. You're really that great of friends.
Oh.
Big faker.
I think he knows your full name.
Yes, he does, in fact. Yes.
Shame on you for not knowing his full name.
I know. Yeah. I have to get to that.
What's
right?
My full name?
Jennifer Ann Horn.
Nope.
Catherine.
Jennifer Catherine.
Kathleen.
Jennifer.
Very good, Rich.
There it is.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of names, the names in the news, Robin Williams, as people pay their tributes to him, people wondering how it is. I wish they had not done what they did in the police department and made it public as to how the gruesome detail. What do we need to know that for? Why do you do that stupid stuff? The family, well, he's dead. So what is the gory detail of it? Why is that necessary?
Because we want to know.
I don't
want
to know.
The reporter saying there.
He tried to slit his wrist before he hung him.
Right.
Yep. All right. So anyway, I want to talk with Jack about the contents of this email and whether or not if he had proper nutrition, would he have gone down the street that he went. So Jack Stockwell in a few moments here on Good Day. Another legend lost, actress Lauren Bacall. The way that she presented herself, carried herself, got the respect of lots and lots and lots of people, not only in Hollywood. She was very popular, but also I think in general people would pay attention. She was one of those actresses that you that you just couldn't ignore. How is it
beautiful?
But it wasn't just that. It was just the way it worked. She was part of that old Hollywood routine, which doesn't really exist anymore. We always talk about no stars anymore.
Yeah.
Very much so. And very much a part of the scene, if you will. Up to no good in Iraq, all of the ISIS soldiers, I don't think they have uniforms, so they're ISIS personnel, whatever you want to call them. We are sending more troops into northern Iraq. So what do you feel about that? The United States is sending more troops into northern Iraq. The U.S. says it's necessary to help rescue the tens of thousands of people that are trapped up in the mountains, the Christians who are up there. Why is that for us to do? Is it just a good thing for us to do? I don't dispute.
I think there's a lot of reasons. Number one, you've got the crying children on the news again. I mean, you watch these images and they're disturbing.
Well,
you find out that most women that have been there have been kidnapped into sexual slavery by ISIS. And I think only 30% are still alive. So they're either been killed, the women have been stolen, the children are being starved and, you know, to death, basically. I mean, these images in your mind are terrible. But then you also have to think of it from an American perspective. Do we really benefit from the most extreme of extreme Muslim terrorists having a country, having a landmass? I think the answer is no. I think for our security, especially if you want to look at it selfishly, from our security, it's no good either, not just from a humanitarian standpoint.
Yeah, I mean, at first I was thinking, okay, great. Maybe everybody gets their own territory now and they'll all be happy.
They're not going to be happy. They want to take over the world. You have the guy that's leading ISIS saying threats out to the Americans saying, I'll see you in New York. You really want someone like that wandering around?
No, these guys are absolute thugs. And, you know,
it's not just in a music hall. Where's he going?
Doubt it.
Huh? You don't think he's going to Radio City Music Hall?
Probably not, to see the Rockettes. Well, maybe he might see them first, but then the
Vegas first.
If Bin Laden had his way, he would have gone to all of that stuff. You saw all of the things that found in his apartment after he was killed.
What is it, all those guys that were on the planes on 9/11?
Yeah,
they have video of them all in Vegas drinking and partying.
Yeah,
and
they always go out and watch porn the night before.
Right. Okay. All right, so let's see here. The status of the person who shot Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, is that important?
The cop?
That's what everybody wants to...
They want to know his name so they can hunt him down and kill him. Yeah.
So what would have been different about this if it wasn't a policeman that shot Mr. Brown?
It would have been Saturday, because how many people die every weekend in Chicago and the outskirts? I know this is Missouri, but basically the outskirts of Chicago, lots of them. But because it's a cop and it's a white on black crime, it gets tons of attention.
We don't know,
but you can only imagine.
Well, that's what everybody's doing, is they're imagining it is.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know whether it's a white cop or a black cop. We just know it's a cop.
The establishment on black.
Right.
Here, Richie, this is for you.
Okay, bring it.
There is a bumper crop of classic cars going to market in Nebraska next month. The collection of trade-ins hoarded by a car company in the town of Grant, Nebraska, over its 75-year history. There are mostly Chevrolets, but can you imagine 75-year-old Chevys that have been taken in on trade? The best trades of the past 75 years, the guy who owned the car dealership kept them away and made a museum out of them. What a great... I would love to go, actually. You and I would have a great time.
There's plenty. You know, it's funny. A couple of buddies and myself went to the Mecum auction in Pennsylvania a few weeks ago to see some of the cool cars running.
Yeah.
And we all own cars. And as a matter of fact, my one friend and his dad, they own 20, 25 cars. Got a $1 million car collection. And we're all wondering how long it is before you, A, can't buy gas for them.
Yeah.
Or B, they're just irrelevant because the kids that are driving the tuners nowadays, the Japanese Hondas and Subarus and everything like that, just don't care about the old. So how long will it be before my 67 Bronco, my buddy's 69 Boss 302 Mustang, and my other buddy's 20-some cars, Corvettes and Cutlasses and everything, are just
worthless.
I love the sound of those throaty cutlasses.
Oh, you got to hear my Bronco.
42s.
Oh, you got to listen to that.
That thing is mean.
All right, let's get to the story about Aunt Jemima. How many people grew up eating Aunt Jemima pancakes?
Nothing could be finer than the taste of Aunt Jemima in the morning.
I thought you'd never ask. Aunt Jemima's.
Uh-huh. I wanted something quick and easy to fix.
Ozzie and Harriet.
Uh-huh.
Thanks, honey. Hey, where's the syrup?
Right in front of you.
These are strawberry preserves.
I know, but I'm in the mood for something different.
Now, that's just like a woman. Everything's got to be different.
Uh-oh.
Move the furniture. Change the drapery.
Ozzie's getting it. What boring commercials. What boring commercials.
This is a commercial for Aunt Jemima.
Yeah.
All right, so anyway, big name, most recognizable when it comes to the breakfast industry. Who doesn't know who Aunt Jemima is? The face of some of those popular products that Quaker Oats has had for a long time. You look at the face of that lady, and I remember when I was a kid looking at this lady and thinking, I asked her, I've told the story many times on the air, of the fellow who was the he was the caretaker of my uncle's property. He was the cook. He was in charge of the house. His name was Raymond Legg. And he had a face that was unforgettable. And when I first looked at Aunt Jemima, I looked at Raymond and I said, is she your mother or your aunt? I was probably 4 years old at the time. And I remember that and never really wanted any other pancakes. This is the way branding works. You're a kid. You look at a picture. You don't, it doesn't have anything to do with the taste. There's something that gets etched into your mind. That's why they want to catch you early with images so you'll buy the product for every.
My kids are already all over branding.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So there's a lawsuit that has been filed against Quaker Oats and Pepsi, which owns Quaker Oats, for $2 billion by the family of Aunt Jemima. The lawsuit says that these people at Quaker Oats lied about having employment records acknowledging that the lady who's in the picture, whose name is Harrington, I can't remember, it was Aunt, it was Anna
Gardella, I think.
No, no. Well, the lady's name was Anna Short Harrington, and the great-grandson who said her likeness was used for Aunt Jemima has filed a class-action lawsuit on behalf of the family. Yeah, right. So some lawyer got to this guy, and I bet they'll get a couple hundred grand out of it. Maybe more than that. Maybe they get a couple million. You go after $2 billion, what do you settle for? But this was a famous brand, no question about it. Her face was everywhere. So does the family.
I mean, it's how many years? Almost 100 years?
It becomes public domain after a while. Yeah, but anyway, it's
good luck with that one.
Story at DougStefan.com. Up next, Jack Stockwell. What's his real name? Wait till you find that out next on Good Day.
We're having a baby, so we got to find a house.
Using Realtor.com put the process in my hands. Realtor.com is the most accurate home search site.
Accuracy matters.
The Realtor shows me things I wouldn't normally find on my own.
We worked with a Realtor who knew the area.
A Realtor made sure that we were the first ones at the door when a new house came onto the market.
There's no way I could have gotten through this process without him.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make homes happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, I really enjoy your commercials about Geico's app. I watch them over and over and over. They make me both laugh and very hungry. Weird. Anyway, I just want to let you know how Geico's new claim status updates on the app really blow me away. Getting those updates makes me think of you. I'd like to thank you in person. Just send me your address. All the best, Big Bad W. Sure thing, Big Bad W. I got a pen. It's 802, not gonna happen lane.
Claim status updates, just a tap away on the Geico app.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay you U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-835-1920 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-835-1920 to take your call now. Call 800-835-1920. That's 800-835-1920. Again, 800-835-1920.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once they hear it, they stop what they're doing, break into a dance, and head down to their nearest Staples store. There are some cheerleaders in the parking lot. Why are you girls dancing?
Ready? Okay. 50-cent crayons.
What, what?
$1 fake mechanical pencils.
What, what?
17-cent notebooks.
What, what?
All right, all right. We gotta end this commercial.
End the commercial.
What, what?
Here's the tagline.
Yeah. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Limit supplies to store or staples.com for details.
14 before the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer, Rich, Kenny, and I are happy to present to you Everett Jackson Stockwell.
President.
Wow, I like that name. That's very president.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
You Everett could run for president. That's a presidential
Jackson
name.
Stockwell.
Yeah, it's cool.
Everett, I was right about the Jackson. I'm proud
Jackson
of
Star. Check out Dr. Jack's website, jackstockwell.com, and his Forbidden Doctor newsletter that brings you up to date on things. I'm betting there will be something in there on the death of Robin Williams. This whole thing, as is usually the case here, is a different angle to most of the stories, and the angle on the Robin Williams thing isn't the practical side of him dispatching himself. It's what could have been done had he either researched it himself or had some good advice, because there were, as the listener suggested to me in the email, Jack, you heard me talking about this fellow analyzing what was going on with his diet and supplements and stuff. So what's the bottom line here?
Well, the bottom line is that back in 2009, he had major heart surgery. He had bypass surgery done. What is one of the number one recommended post-operative nutritional procedures for these people to follow? No fat. And without fat, you have no endocrine system. You have no hormones. You have a complete imbalance going on with neurotransmitter formation in the brain, most of which is formed in the gut anyway. I have seen this in so many of my own patients here in the Salt Lake Valley, who after, you know, years and years of medication, who following some kind of a heart incident, on low-fat diets, the emotional life disappears, the sex life disappears, the desire to do anything disappears, all the vinegar that ran their life up to that point disappears. They begin to forget things. Because without adequate amounts of fat, and I'm not just talking about things like olive oil and coconut oil and things like this. I mean basic animal fats, the kind of fats that come from deep ocean fish. These people are scared to death to ever let another piece of fat touch their mouth because they've been given the lie that it was fat that caused their heart attack in the first place. So when they go on an extremely low-fat diet, everything changes. Remember, the dry weight of the brain is almost 70% fat. And so this can't help but contribute to further depressive cycles that he falls into. He was probably on more than one drug. We don't know how many drugs of the psychotropic nature that he was participating in. But he probably went from one to another, combined with a history of alcoholism, recreational drug overuse. These kinds of things can't do anything but short-circuit the brain. And you can no longer think or function normally as a human being should. So it's not just Robin. This is pandemic across America.
All right, but the takeaway from this, the bottom line, Robin Williams did not have to die. If, in fact, he would have followed a course nutritionally, as you're suggesting,
certainly
he would have
survived. Is this the addiction or the depression?
Well, the addiction, I think, set the stage for depression. But then when you talk, when you see some of the interviews with some of the people who've known him for a long, long time.
So let's cut to the chase here for everybody listening who knows somebody who might be battling depression. What should they focus on nutritionally?
They need to be having a better source of nutrient-dense foods. And I don't mean salads. I'm talking about...
What do you give us the recipe? Or tell us the food.
Meat, fish, eggs, and dairy. Pasture-raised meat. Deep ocean fish that's not farmed. Organic eggs. And raw dairy. Raw milk. Or the products that come from raw milk.
And then your cruciferous greens as well.
Well, cruciferous greens, definitely. The crunchy stuff, the brassicas. Right. Yeah, you bet.
All right. With that recipe, Robin Williams and others... who suffer from this. This is an epidemic. This is not something that's just casual.
It is
millions of people who are depressed because of what you eat.
We've been able, I can't count the number of people whose lives we've been able to change by changing what they eat back to what our great-grandparents ate.
Everett Jackson Stockwell. JackStockwell.com, the Forbidden Doctor newsletter. If this sounds like it's interesting, sign up for that newsletter at JackStockwell.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you want to catch a mouse, you set a mouse trap. So, all right, we set a bear trap. All we've got to do is one of us has got to knock off a bear.
You mean marry him?
Well, if you don't marry him, you haven't caught him. He's caught you.
Who's that girl with a permanent wave?
I thought I had a pretty good life here, but your going away doesn't make it seem good anymore.
You know, I've got the Indian sign on me. It seems I can't win.
I've sort of joined your team. Don't look forward to being without you.
When I leave here, you're off my team. Lucky to be.
Teenage Margot, queen of the 40s flicks.
See,
Mallory, who's that?
Audio like that.
Eyes.
So unique. Listening to the two of them.
Daddy,
and hearing the nuance that they created with their inflection.
That girl with the permanent
it's pretty amazing stuff. This is, by the way, Lauren Bacall singing with Penny Fuller from the movie Applause, which came out in 1973. Who's That Girl? Girl of Yesterday.
With her faulty leading Louis astray. Boogie woogie baby, who's that girl?
Be rude.
Yeah.
Could it be that
light? Is this considered good? Her voice.
The singing voice.
It sounds very...
No, but it was something that fit in with what they were doing. But she was not a pop singer by any stretch of the imagination. No. Chuck Curry is here on Movie Man, 55 after the hour. So, Chucker, we certainly devote our time together today to the movies of Lauren Bacall. Richie just asked an interesting question about this. I mean, the idea that just because you're a star, you can do everything didn't work then and doesn't work now, although it's sort of fun in a sense. She was not necessarily identified as a fun actress, even though when you see her interviewed by guys like Johnny Carson, she always seemed like she was lots of fun.
Yeah, I mean, she came across, especially in the later years, though, as a woman who sort of had a dominant, rough edge, but she's very good. One of my favorite all-time scenes was in the movie The Shooters from 1973 with her and John Wayne. I thought they had a tremendous chemistry, where their last scene together in the film, when he's leaving her small hotel or apartment.
Ben Breakfast,
that he's renting. He says to her, goodbye, Mrs. Rogers. And she says to him, goodbye, Mr. Books. And he looks at her for the last time and says, goodbye, Mrs. Rogers, knowing that that's the last time they're going to see each other.
Right.
It's a very, very, very poignant, powerful scene.
Richie, you got that from The Shooters? You have something from The Shooters there, I think.
I do. It's right here.
Mr. Books, you are a notorious individual, utterly lacking in character or decency. You're an assassin.
It's going to which end of the gun you're on?
Rubbish.
And, what's his face? Why is it that I keep blanking on his name? Opie. I just
Ron Howard
was the kid, son, her son. And so he was 77, actually, Chucker, and the movie came out. And it was really very interesting to see and understand the two of them had been friends through their entire career, but they never worked together. And John Wayne said to her, you're going to do this movie. He didn't ever ask. He just said, he called her up. The story, I read the story in the book about The Shooters. He called her up and he said, okay, I'm doing this movie. It's going to be the last in my career, and you're doing it with me. And that was the conversation.
She was also in Rob Reiner, Stephen King film Misery. She played James Caan's book editor.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I've seen her.
That was in 1990.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
The fact that you just called Ron Howard Opie reminded me of the clip that we heard yesterday of Robin Williams saying no matter what movie he did on the serious side of things,
he'd be like,
that was great, that was great. Then 2 weeks later, Mark!
Right. Well, isn't that it with Opie? I mean, Ron Howard, Opie Cunningham
is how you know him.
If you came up with the five most prolific and best directors in the country today, Ron Howard would be there in the number three position, maybe. Three or four on the top five. You agree with me, Chucker?
He'd probably be in the top five.
Yeah. So, I remember Opie. That's it. And Opie's bald.
And he looks like an Opie.
He does.
Yeah, he does.
And he still looks like a kid. He looks with a hat on. He looks the same as he did when he was a kid with Andy Griffith. It's just kind of amazing. All right, anyway, so we're talking about Lauren Bacall. Your favorite movie, that's what we're asking today, Chucker. What's your favorite movie Lauren Bacall was in?
It's The Shooters, no doubt about it. It's one of my all-time favorite movies.
Yeah, I agree with you. It was a great movie. Swan Song, I think it was the last movie she was in as well. All right. Thank you, Chuck Curry, with a focus on Lauren Bacall appropriately.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.